Okay, next up we got Nikki Gardner, who's going to be comparing hospital, community and web-based cardiac rehab programs and looking at is there a difference in exercise and quality of life outcomes.
Okay. Hi, good morning. Thank you for inviting me here today. It's good to see you all. Yes, I'm Nikki. I'm the clinical lead for cardiac rehab and pulmonary rehab in Leicester, University Hospitals of Leicester. I've been a cardiac rehab nurse for about 13 years now. But I thought it would be interesting to have a look at the three different cardiac rehab programs that we offer. So I'll explain those in more detail and then go through the study. So within Leicester, we offer three types of cardiac rehab programs. We have a hospital-based program, which is once a week for 6 to 8 weeks, depending on diagnosis. And we use a risk stratification tool to determine which group patients go into, as well as your own sort of clinical judgment. And then we have a community-based setting, but we refer directly out to what we call the phase four instructors, and then we review patients again after 8 to 10 weeks of attending. So those patients are a low to moderate risk. And then the last group is a web-based online cardiac rehab program for low to moderate risk patients. Usually takes about 8 to 10 weeks to go through that program, but patients have access for up to a year. And for those of you that are not familiar, this is just a couple of screenshots really on Activate Your Heart, what it looks like. So there's four stages and patients are sort of navigated through each stage of the program. And you can see your progress. It's individualised, so when people register, they put in their own goals that they want to achieve, and that comes up on what we call the dashboard. So I just thought it would be useful, really, to investigate the effectiveness of each cardiac rehab programme for exercise capacity, mood disturbances and quality of life, and compare the relative and absolute magnitude of improvements between each programme. So it was a retrospective service evaluation, and we looked at 196 patients. 67 of those attended the hospital program, 73 went directly into the community, and 56 on the web-based program. And the outcome measures we used, our exercise capacity was the incremental shuttle walking test. For mood disturbance, we used hospital anxiety and depression scores. And for quality of life, we used the cardiac-specific MACNEW questionnaire. So just thought it'd be interesting for you to see some baseline demographics. So you can see, hopefully this, oh yeah. there's a difference in age, so you can see that the web-based people are predominantly younger than the hospital-based group. There are more males, which is what we tend to see generally, isn't it, within cardiac rehab. And predominantly the diagnosis was those with MIs and valve surgery. And interestingly, at baseline, you can see that the hospital-based group, the incremental baseline was a lot lower than the community and the web, and that sort of reflects on the risk stratification. And again, anxiety is higher in the hospital group there than the community and the web, and the same with depression, although overall the scores were quite low. That's that. So just looking at some of the results, even though there was a baseline difference in the incremental shuttle walking test, they all improved the statistical significance on all programs, which is great. And the same with the MACNEW quality of life. You can see with anxiety, they all improved but has showed a statistical significance in the hospital and the community group. And with depression, we can see statistical significance in the hospital group, but again the HADSCA, the scores are low, so it's almost like there's not a lot of place to go really. And then we thought we'd compare the incremental shuttle walking test to the minimal clinically important difference, which we know for cardiac rehab is 70 meters, And you can see that the hospital group overall 67% improved from their baseline, but 34% improved more than 70 metres. The community-based group, 74% overall, but 47% more than 70 metres. And the web-based group, 70% improvement with 41%. And looking at the NACRA data, that would, it's very similar. It's about 62% improvement on the shuttle walk test. That's moved a wee bit, but looking at the percentage change in the incremental shuttle walk, there was a tendency for a greater relative improvement in the shuttle walk for patients that started in a lower baseline exercise capacity, but this was not statistically significant. So although for myself it was great to look at, do a retrospective study like this, because it does influence and gives you a rationale for, looking at what we provide, we've got to acknowledge the limitation of this sort of methodology. So program allocations were not randomly assigned, and there might be likely bias due to patient and cardiac rehab staff preferences. There was the potential sample bias because we only use four data sets, and as with all cardiac rehab studies, there's a large gender divide. So just to conclude, web-based community and hospital programs all provoked important changes in exercise capacity of a similar magnitude, despite patients in each program starting from a different baseline level. And high-risk patients were excluded from the community and web-based program, so there's a potential need for study there. And increased modes of delivery for cardiac rehab is important, but we may need to consider appropriate stratification. That's it, thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
Hello, thank you for that. Was the practice walk done with incremental, or was it just the one walk?
Practice, definitely. I made sure there was full data sets for this, yeah.
Any other questions?
That's great, thanks. I was wondering if you had any thoughts about the gender composition shift between the hospital-based and the
So, because there wasn't much difference, was it? Predominantly males in all groups. Yeah, I mean, we're trying to look at our women, aren't we? Generally, really, to try and increase that uptake. But yes, it is really small in the web-based group. So, I don't know if I've got the answer, but but yes, it was definitely a lot lower.
Joe.
I think that's,
if you didn't, then you would have much more sort of compelling evidence of an option that would be more widely disseminated and might make rehab more available to the increasing numbers that we need to deliver it. Because you've got a great service, and it's very impressive that you showed equivalent outcomes across the three groups.
I completely agree, and it's that question we haven't asked yet. I mean, we are at the moment developing a heart failure module for the web-based program, so that'll be interesting to see. We've had a couple of what we call high-risk patients on the programme and just kept like an extra eye, and they've been fine, but we do want to test that formally, and that's the next step, really. But no, I completely agree. I think we should look at that. Might be like a like-for-like type sort of